Mabel Yu's Diary, 3 months to launch. Earth, 2092 AD. For my 15th birthday, my father gave me this super sturdy voice-activated tablet, said I could enter my private thoughts here and download my favorite books and photographs to take to New Eden. He cautioned me that even for this stripped-down model, the memory capacity is finite and that I couldn't depend on there being anywhere to upload when the memory was full. Same with everything else. I have to really think about what I want to pack for the trip. Each of us only gets a small personal container since cargo space is so limited, and everything we want can just be printed out when we get there. 10,000 people are a lot to cram into one spaceship. What I really want is to be able to bring my grandmother, but they say she is too old to come. She raised me since I was a baby, and I hated leaving her behind when I came up to Nautilus Space Station 4 years ago. I miss her so much. I am having trouble remembering all of the Hakka words she taught me. There is no one up here who speaks that language, not even my mother. She doesn't like it when I use Hakka words. All my Yu cousins look down on my mother and me because of our Hakka ancestry. Yet our teachers say that in New Eden, where you were born, what you look like, how you practice your spiritual beliefs, none of that will be important anymore. We will all be founders of New Eden. I would like to believe that. But then why did each of the 10 founding families build its own spaceship? Why are over half of the spots on those ships reserved for people related to those 10 families? Why does each family live in a separate part of the space station? And why did they start making Jackson and all the other Reacher kids stay in their own section of the station last month so they can't even attend school with us anymore? It wasn't that way when I first came to the Nautilus. Almost a third of the kids in my class were the children, some even the grandchildren, of the people who have been working for years and years for Reach Corporation. They are the ones who built the space elevators, stations, and the ships. Most of them, like my friend Jackson, have been up here longer than me and my stupid cousins.
Mei Lin Yu, May 22nd, 165 AA. After arrival, New Eden. Mei Lin Yu straightened out her legs and was surprised to feel a sudden lifting of a warm weight that had kept the blanket snug against her feet. This odd sensory impression was followed by a soft touch on her face and the sound of someone or something scurrying away. A human medical technician? One of the robotic monitors? Puzzled, she opened her eyes and was even more confused when she saw that the wall next to her was constructed of rough plaster. Definitely not her room in the Winston Yu Hospital back in New Hong Kong. Had her parents actually taken time to come rescue her? Taken her back with them to whatever remote geological exploration site in the southern hemisphere of New Eden that they were currently excavating? This slender hope crumbled when she remembered. Not my parents. It was Albert who'd arrived in her hospital room yesterday. Her insufferable brother who swept in and announced that he chartered a private helio at great expense to deposit her at Munath Amore, where the grandparents she'd never met could deal with her. Deal with me? Like it was her fault that the laser eye surgery went wrong. She tried to tell the school nurse practitioner that just because the new Hong Kong Academy had an on-site clinic that did routine corrective procedures didn't mean that she should get her astigmatism taken care of there. She explained that she hadn't reacted well to laser surgery in the past, but no one ever listened to her. And when she sent an urgent message asking her parents to intervene, her mother's response was that scheduling the procedure in a hospital would take too long, and that May needed to be ready for the university entrance exam that was in 2 days. That worked out well, didn't it, Mother? 2 days later, while her classmates took the all-important exam that determined who would get into the best scientific research institutions in New Eden in the fall, she was lying in a dark hospital room with her eyes bandaged. The only reason she scheduled the surgery was that she'd done miserably on the prelim exams, and her parents, in their infinite wisdom, decided it was somehow her slight astigmatism that was the problem. Because how could it be that their daughter was just genetically defective when it came to science? Which was what Albert thought.